Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those bass sounds that instantly feels like jungle, old school DNB, and Dubwise darkness all at once. We're going to build a bass system in Ableton Live 12, not just a random bass patch. That means a clean sub, a gritty atmosphere layer, and some delay and reverb movement around it so the whole thing breathes with the drums. The big idea here is simple. The sub gives you weight, the mid layer gives you attitude, and the effects give you that smoked out, tape-worn vibe. If you keep those jobs separate, the mix gets way easier and the sound gets way bigger. Start by opening a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great starting point for jungle and modern DNB. If you wanted a slightly heavier, half-step feel, you could go lower, but for this lesson, 174 is perfect. Now create a few tracks. You'll want one track for your drums or breakbeat, one MIDI track for the sub, one MIDI track for the atmosphere and distortion layer, and then two return tracks, one for dub delay and one for reverb. And here's an important beginner tip right away: keep the sub and the atmosphere layer separate from the very beginning. That makes everything clearer when you start mixing. Next, let's write a simple bass MIDI pattern. Don't overcomplicate it. In this style, rhythm matters just as much as the notes. Stay in one key center like F minor, G minor, A minor, or C minor. Pick a root note and build a short 1-bar or 2-bar loop around it. A nice beginner pattern might hit on the 1, then land a syncopated note on the end of 2, then another short note before the snare, and maybe a pickup at the end of the bar. The goal is not to play a lot. The goal is to make the groove feel intentional and lock to the break. Now we build the sub. On the sub MIDI track, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave, because that's the cleanest kind of sub foundation. Keep it in a low octave, probably -1 or -2 depending on the note range. Leave the filter off or very subtle, and set the voice count to 1 so it stays tight and mono. You can add a little glide if you want a slight slide between notes, but keep it minimal. After operator, add EQ8, then saturator, then utility. On EQ8, only clean up problems if you need to. If the low mids get muddy, a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz can help. Then add saturator with just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. That helps the sub translate on smaller speakers without making it messy. Finally, add utility and set the width to 0 or basically mono. The sub should sit dead center. And here's a useful teaching point. Your sub should sound almost boring on its own. That's a good sign. If the sub is trying to do all the exciting work, the mix usually falls apart. We want the sub to be solid and clean, and the character to live in the layer above it. Now duplicate that MIDI pattern to a second MIDI track. This will be your atmosphere and distortion layer. Load Waveeatable or analog. Waveeatable is a great choice for beginners because it's flexible and easy to shape. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1 and a square or saw on oscillator 2. To tune them slightly, but don't go wild. You want movement, not a huge blurry mess. Set the filter to a low pass 24 dB type, and give it a moderate amount of drive if needed. For the amp envelope, keep the attack fast, maybe 0 to 10 milliseconds, the decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, the sustain around 30 to 60%, and the release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. That gives you a short, punchy, dubby feel instead of a long pad. If you use a filter envelope, keep it subtle and snappy so the sound has a little pluck and movement. Now for the fun part, making it dirty and atmospheric. Put amp after Waveeatable. Try a bass or clean style model, and push the gain just enough to give it some speaker-like character. Then add saturator. Increase the drive somewhere in the 3 to 8 dB range, and keep soft clip on. If the sound gets too thin or harsh, back off. If it feels too polite, push a bit harder. After that, add auto filter. This is where the dub movement really starts to come alive. Use a low-pass filter and automate the cutoff so it moves between darker and more open spots. A range somewhere from 200 Hz up to around 2K Hz can be varied effective, depending on the part. Add a bit of resonance if you want the movement to speak more clearly, but don't overdo it. The point is to make the bass feel like it's opening and closing in the mix. Then add echo. This is one of the most important tools for the style. Keep the time synced, maybe on an eighth note or an eighth dotted note. Use a moderate feedback amount, and filter out the lows so the delay doesn't clutter the low end. A little modulation can make it feel tape-like and old school. For this lesson, it's often better to use echo on the atmosphere layer or as a send rather than on the sub directly. That keeps the bottom end clean. Next, add reverb. Keep it controlled, small to medium size, a moderate decay, a little pre-delay, and definitely cut the low end so it doesn't wash over the kick and sub. In jungle and old school DNB, reverb should feel like mist around the sound, not a giant cloud swallowing everything. Finally, clean up the layer with EQ8. High pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. Often somewhere around 120 to 200 HE works well. If it gets harsh, dip a bit in the 2 to 5K HC area. If it sounds boxy, a small cut around 300 to 600 HC can help. This layer is supposed to add grime, motion, and atmosphere, not low-end weight. Now listen to both layers together. The sub should feel like the foundation. The atmosphere layer should sit underneath the drums and add personality without taking over. A really good test is this. Mute the atmosphere layer. If the bass still feels solid, your sub is doing its job. Then mute the sub. If the bass suddenly still sounds huge, your atmosphere layer is probably too loud or carrying too much low end. We want support, not competition. Now let's add some proper dub style space with return tracks. On one return, load echo and then EQ8. Set the delay time to something musical like 1/8 dotted or 1/4 and push the feedback just enough to create a throw, not an endless loop. Cut the lows and tame the highs if the echo feels too bright. This return is great for selected bass hits or little phrase endings. On the second return, load reverb and then EQ8. Use a longer decay than the insert reverb, but keep the low cut strong. This is for little bursts of atmosphere, not constant wash. When you send just a touch of a bass hit into this return, you get those classic smoky tails that make the groove feel bigger. At this point, you can start thinking like a jungle producer. The bass needs to interact with the break. Short notes with gaps often work better than long sustained notes because the drums need space to breathe. You can also build call and response phrases, where the bass answers the snare or fills the space between drum hits. That kind of phrasing is a huge part of old school DNB energy. Now add movement with automation. This is where the sound becomes alive. Automate filter cutoff, distortion amount, and send levels into the echo or reverb on key notes or at the end of phrases. For example, you might slowly open the filter over 4 bars, then snap it darker again when the drop hits. Or you might send just the last note of a phrase into echo for a classic dub throw. That kind of movement creates tension and release without needing a completely different sound. A very important beginner coaching note here: don't over-automate everything. Pick one or two meaningful moves per section. If every parameter is constantly moving, the bass loses identity. A strong, simple idea with a few well-placed changes often sounds much more professional than a complicated mess. If you want to take it a little further, you can add tiny variations. A ghost note, for example, is a very quiet extra note between your main hits. It should feel like a reflection, not a new melody. Or you can try an octave bounce, where one phrase briefly jumps up an octave for a single hit before dropping back down. That's a great way to create lift right before a new section. Another nice trick is a response note, where after a main hit you add a short note on the 5th or minor 7th. That gives the line a more conversational dub feel. You can also create variation by duplicating the clip and changing the filter state instead of rewriting the whole part. Make one version darker, one more open, one more distorted, one with more delay. Then swap them every 8 bars. That's a very simple arrangement trick, but it keeps the track moving. If you want extra grime, try redux on the atmosphere layer very lightly. A little downsampling or subtle bit reduction can add a worn, old-school edge. Just be careful not to turn it into digital chaos unless that's the exact sound you want. Another good option is sidechaining the bass to the kick with a compressor or glue compressor. Keep the attack fast and the release medium. The ducking should be subtle to moderate. In DNB, the kick and bass relationship has to feel tight, or the whole groove gets muddy. Now think about arrangement. A good DNB bass line doesn't just loop forever at full intensity. Bring it in gradually. Start with a break and maybe a filtered version of the atmosphere layer. Then introduce the sub. Then open the filter more. Then add the full distorted layer. Then use a delay throw at the end of a phrase. It's often more powerful to add and remove energy than to stay at max intensity all the time. A very useful arrangement rule for beginners is this. Every 8 bars, change one thing. Maybe you automate the filter. Maybe you change the note lengths. Maybe you send one hit into reverb. Maybe you drop the sub out for 1 bar. Just one change can make the track feel alive without making it confusing. Let's finish with a mini practice challenge. Build a 4-bar bass loop in F minor or G minor. Keep the sub clean and mono with operator, utility, EQ8, and a touch of saturator. Build a gritty atmosphere layer with wavy tabulator, saturator, auto filter, and echo. automate the filter so it opens a little over bars 3 and 4. Then send the last note of the fourth bar into your echo return for a dub throw. Once you've got that working, loop it over a breakbeat and listen at full track volume. The real goal here is not just to make the bass louder, it's to make it feel heavier without losing clarity. That's the vibe. Clean low end, dirty mids, controlled space, and just enough movement to make the drums breathe. So remember the core recipe. Build in layers, keep the sub clean and mono, dirty up the mids with taste, use delay and reverb like seasoning, and let automation do the dancing. If you do that, you'll be right in the zone for jungle, old school DNB, and that dubwise atmosphere that hits so hard when the break drops.